A genius is full of ideas. A genius is full of ideas. We all like to think that we're a genius. We all like to think that we're full of ideas. Because we are. We are full of ideas. We're full of all sorts of dreams and all sorts of wonderment. And we're full of these ideas because that's our nature. That's who we really are, to be full of ideas, to be full of imagination, to be full of dreams and wonderment. Now, how do we begin to make use of it? How do we begin to express it in our world? And how do we begin to express it in everything that we do? Well, we express it in our world and we express it in everything that we do by being ourselves and having fun. A genius is always delighting in the imagination of his heart. They're always going and going and going and going and going and coming up with all sorts of wonderful ideas. Because a genius is loaded with ideas. But a genius knows that they're loaded with ideas, and so they think about them. They think about these ideas. They think about these imaginative dreams. Now, a dream is a genius would like to accomplish anything that is not accomplished in his mind right now for his world. So, a genius would like to have a car that floats in the air. A genius would like to have a car that doesn't need wheels. A genius would like to have a car that goes everywhere he wants to go. Now, that's a good imagination. That's a good way of thinking of things. Now, there's nothing to that. That's just mechanically, creatively bringing about a vehicle that floats. Now, we have vehicles that float already. And they float using great propulsion activities because they have to go against gravity. They have to lift. They have to float. And they go against gravity. Now, a real genius doesn't think about going against gravity. A real genius thinks about floating. A real genius thinks about being weightless. A real genius thinks about all the ways in which it can be that which it wants to be. It does not look at all that which is in opposition to itself, like gravity, because if it does, then it stops believing in itself. We believe in ourselves because we are imaginative. We have the possibility of knowing it can be done. And because we know it can be done in our idea mind, in our idea consciousness, because we know it can be done, we don't fight it. Every time we fight being a genius, every time we fight a genius thought that flows through our consciousness, we are wasting our time. We are giving ourselves over to the impossibility rather than the probability and the possibility. And a genius is someone who is always aware of this. Why not? If I can think it, I can do it. If I can dream it, I can manifest it. It's in my mind. It's in my mind, and it's a reality. Now, all people like to fly. They like to fly without wings. They like to fly without a vehicle. They like to fly just going there, and we do fly. We have that ability right now. We can fly right now. We can fly without wings. We can do that. And we do it because every time we have a thought that takes us anywhere, and we are there. Now, we're flying. We're moving through the air. We're moving through the atmosphere. But yet, we are not. We say we cannot. And so every time we say we cannot, we do not. Now, can some people fly without vehicles? And do they? Do they move from place to place without a vehicle? Just being themselves? And as they move from place to place, can they be aware of where they're passing? Can they be aware of the area over which they're flying? Can they be aware of that? Oh, yes, indeed they can. And they do. And this is what a genius does. A genius is full of ideas. A genius is thinking of all the possibilities, all the imagination, all the techniques. Oh, techniques? Yes. Now, what's the technique of flying without wings? Well, imagination. What's the technique of flying with a vehicle that is just floats through the air? Imagination, ideas. These are all just wonderful possibilities. And these are all ideas that we have in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our being. Now, shifting gear for a moment there, can you imagine yourself in a healthy body? Can you imagine yourself in a body that is absolutely perfect and wonderful? Can you imagine yourself in a body that has no problems? Well, lots of people do. Millions and billions of people do that. On the face of the earth, the majority of the people think of themselves as being whole and perfect. They think of themselves having the ideal body. They think of themselves being wonderful, being magical, being perfect in every way. They think of themselves that way. And the reason they think of themselves that way is because that is how they visualize it. They do not spend time on the negative. They are always working on the positive. Now you say, well, that's kind of unusual. That's kind of like a dream. That's kind of wishful thinking. No, it isn't. That's reality thinking. And the more we train ourselves in reality thinking, the more we have reality in every area of our life. The more we train ourselves in the awareness that all is divine, that all is perfect, and all is good, we're a genius, and we're full of ideas. And the ideas are not how can we do it, but we're doing it. We're doing it. We see ourselves doing whatever it is the ideas in our head have us think about. We see ourselves in our mind, whatever it is the ideas in our mind are thinking about. We see these things as realities for us because that's where we are. That's what we are. That's who we are. And that's why we are. And there's nothing else that matters. A genius is full of ideas, and every being in the universe is a genius. Some will tell themselves they're not a genius or that they cannot do something, but the majority are geniuses, and they start out as little children being geniuses, because little children don't know that there's anything that is impossible, and there's certainly nothing that they're father or mother cannot do, because their father and mother are so wonderful geniuses. Their mother and father can do anything. And the little children believe in this. Now, the little children believe in their parents and they believe in themselves. Because whatever mom and dad can do, they can do. And they believe that because their mind is full of ideas of the possibilities of things that they'd like to become, that they'd like to express, that they'd like to live, and they'd like to be in every way that they can. A genius is full of ideas, and you are full of ideas. I am full of ideas. We're full of tons and tons and tons of ideas. And these ideas are everywhere in our mind, our heart, our soul, our being. And then as we look around the universe, we see people also are geniuses. And they're thinking with tons and tons of ideas. And they're thinking the thought that has never been thought before, they think. But actually, every thought has been thought. And when they put their mind on a thought that has not currently been written up or currently been revealed, they just reveal it. They just reveal it. They listen within. And sometimes they feel they have to go through machinations of mathematics and they have to go through all these tremendously vital and interesting and dynamic things, but they don't. Because however it's done beautifully. And it's not the technique how it's done. They say in algebra, if you cannot show how you got to the answer, you don't know how to do it. So in algebra, they have you write down your technique of getting to the answer from point A to point B. They want you to show how you arrived at that answer, what formula you used, what ideas you used. Now, perhaps there'll be a course soon for children in school, and it'll be a course called I Know That I Know That I Know Now. And you don't have to go through any machinations to figure out how it's done. You just know. And when you say I know, then you know. And when you say I do, then you do. When you say I am, then you are. Everyone has this possibility inside of them. Everyone has this reality inside of them. Now, do you want to use it in your life? Do you want to use it in your world? Do you want to use it every moment? Then act as though you are, and you will be. Act as though you are a genius, and you will shine forth those ideas that you have in you. Not how you got to them. That's not the important thing, but that they are there, and you shine them forth in you every moment of your life, because that's what a genius does, and that's what you are, a genius. We all are genius. Let's express it now and forevermore, because that's our only reality, that's the only truth about us, that's the only thing that matters. Have a wonderful, glorious, grand day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.